comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
You are wherever you happen to be all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. I'm here because you have a right to know. I'm
from
here
sea to shining sea throughout the solar matter. System and extending to interstellar
and
regions
on the radio
beyond.
Side, they're this hearing a repeat of something. Well, that's not right. That shouldn't be happening. Okay, as I said, I'm here because you have a right to know. I'm here because you matter. Information is important. It's very important. And one of the things that we try to do here at this show is to make sure that we present you with a wide variety of information on a lot of different topics. And tonight, we're going to be talking about terra anomalies. We've talked about them before, but I don't think I've ever used that term in talking about them. I don't think I've ever said terra anomalies, but that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And we're going to do it with a little bit different style, and we're going to try something a little bit new tonight. I'll tell you about that in a minute. It'll be a lot of fun. Let me remind you that we have the Alternative Universe iConference coming up. It's coming up, on the 19th, and today's the 9th. Ticket sales close on the 18th, so that means you have 9 days left to get your tickets. That's all. 9 days. Now, your tickets, $10. $10. For most of you, that's not a stretch. For some of you, it is. I understand. But for most of you, for many of you, it's not a stretch. But you know what happens? I get emails after each conference from people who say, oh, man, I just forgot to get my ticket. I'm kicking myself because I missed that conference. I wanted to hear this speaker or that speaker, and I missed it. But we have to close the ticket sales the day before. Logistically, we have to do it. So, you have to pay attention to the road signs and drive with your eyes open. And what road sign? Well, on my website, there is a gigantic link. It goes from one side of the page to the other that says Alternative Universe iConference. So get over to my website, click that, and get your ticket. It's $10. And we had three people that previous attendees. We ran a little speed contest and kind of a race. And we said, the first three of them that buy their tickets, we'll give them one free ticket in addition to the one they buy, and they can give it to somebody else. And so tomorrow night, we're going to announce who those three are. And so you want to be sure you're listening and see if we say your name. Anyway, get over to my website and click the Alternative Universe iConference link and buy your ticket. $10, 5 hours of great presentations. You don't have to rent a hotel. You don't have to pay for plane tickets. You don't have to pay for extra meals in a restaurant. All you got to do is get your ticket, and the conference comes to you. All right, we're going to step away for just a bit, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about terra anomalies. All All right. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And this evening we're going to be talking about Terra Anomalies. Before we get into that, a couple of quick announcements. Hey, if you are not yet subscribed to our newsletter, get over to my website and subscribe. It's free. And, you know, there's not too many things in the world that are free these days, but that is, it's absolutely free. And you can unsubscribe anytime you want to. It's called the K-Files. You'll see where it says K-Files. And just click that link and subscribe, and then you'll get an email where you have to confirm your subscription and activate it. And then you're good to go. Now, let me say, I got an email from someone who said, you know, I subscribed and I haven't gotten the K-Files. And so I replied to it, and I said, okay, I'll check into it. And I sent it off, and it bounced back. It didn't bounce back. I got an instant reply back that said, we're sorry, to prevent spam, you have to click this link. And okay, look, our automated software that sends out the K-Files can't click your link, okay? So if you've got one of those, you'll never get the K-Files, all right? So you need to open up that to the K-Files. Okay, or get a different email address to receive the K-Files. What are Terra Anomalies? Well, Terra is the name of this planet. I am sometimes absolutely whiz-bang baffled at people using the word extraterrestrial and not knowing that simply means it's off planet. It's not from here. When you say extraterrestrial, it is absolutely mind-boggling how many people think little green man. It really is time to grow up, folks, if that's what you think about extraterrestrial. Terra is the name of this planet. Where your butt is sitting now is Terra. Ever heard of Terra Firma? Terra is the name of the planet. And I know you thought it was Earth. Well, it is in a different language. But Terra is the Latin name for this planet. And so that's where we get the word terrestrial, extraterrestrial, terra firma. So Terra Anomalies, these are anomalies right here on this planet. Now, you know, this show is about the world of the strange and the unexplained, and that includes futuristic science, and it includes, although it's not strange and unexplained, we do include issues that are happening around the world that have an impact on whether this show gets to keep broadcasting or not, like last night's show. But most of the time, we're dealing with the strange and the unexplained. Sometimes that means we're talking about UFOs. Sometimes that means we're talking about extraterrestrial intelligent beings. Sometimes it means we're talking about vortexes and or vortices and wormholes and things like that. Sometimes when we talk about the world of the strange and unexplained, we're talking about anomalies on other planets and futuristic space exploration and what's being discovered about these other planets. Sometimes it means we talk about ghosts. Sometimes it means we talk about psychic phenomena like telepathy and telekinesis. Sometimes it's remote viewing. It's a very huge, broad field of topics that we talk about. We have talked about terra anomalies on this show without using that term. And as far as I know, it's a term that I coined, but I don't know, and I don't guess that really matters. But I say that only because I don't think you would have heard that term somewhere else, because I think I made that up. I like the term. You're beginning to hear it everywhere now, but I was the one who first started talking about the way we think is homoterracentric. And you're beginning to see that being used and hear it being used by other people now. But I don't think you will have heard terra anomalies. Terra anomalies are anomalies on Terra, on this planet. And this planet is absolutely jam-packed full of anomalies, weird stuff on this planet. And, you know, very often we don't think about those because we are accustomed, we are familiar with this planet. Everything looks familiar to us, even when we look at something that's weird. It's here on the planet, and so, yeah, it's okay. It gets accepted, and we don't think about it, and we just overlook it. You know, on my Facebook page, I have a friend on Facebook who mentioned having taken a picture of something flying through the sky that he thought was a bird, and then he looked at the photographs after he took the pictures, and it's got four wings. And I said, hey, you know, I'm interested in that. I want to see the pictures. I think he took video. And I said, you know, if you got video, I want to see it. And I want to talk to you about it. I mean, birds, yeah, we see birds all the time. But with four wings, that would be different. That would be a terra anomaly. And by the way, he has sent me some of the pictures, and it's weird. I won't be showing those pictures on our TV channel tonight. I'm not ready to do a show on that yet, but I think we probably will include that in a show at some point in the future. But weird things happen all over this planet every day, and there are weird things that are sort of in situ. I mean, you can go there. It's a location where you can go there, and weird stuff is going on. For instance, James Gilliland's Ranch up in Washington State. If you go there, you're going to see really anomalous things happening. And everybody that's been there comes back saying, yeah, it's true, it's real, I saw it, I experienced it. So that would be a terra anomaly. The reason I decided to do this show and kind of pull some of these terra anomalies together is because I've been getting emails. You know, I have a suggestion box. You go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, click where it says contact, and then click on suggestions. And it's where you can suggest links for me to look at. You can suggest guests for the show. You can suggest topics for the show. And a very, very high percentage of the shows that I do come right out of that suggestion box. And in a way, tonight's show comes out of that suggestion box. Now, here's how. I've been getting emails, suggestions of videos to look at, and pictures to look at, and topics to talk about, and a lot of them have to do with strange things happening right here on Earth, or strange unexplained formations of some kind right here on Earth, anomalies, terra anomalies. And so I've picked a handful of these for us to talk about. Now, I told you we were going to do this show a little bit different tonight, and yes, we are. Here is something we're going to try that I have not tried in a very long time. I don't know if we have got this where it will work with our system or not. But I'm going to make it possible for you to call me on Skype and you don't have to use a telephone. Now, the telephone, when I open the lines, both Skype and the telephone will open. Then neither one are open for calls right now. Okay, but if you have Skype, anywhere in the world you'll be able to call and talk to me using Skype without any kind of special account, without any, you know, dialing a number or anything, just Skype to Skype. Now, here's my Skype name. I cannot do this on every show. If we have a guest and the guest is on Skype so that we can see that guest and hear that guest and see the guest in our members community, then, you know, the guest is on Skype and we can't let somebody else get in there. However, tonight we don't have a guest. Tonight it's just you and me, baby. So, what we're going to do is make it possible for you to call in using Skype. And again, the Skype name is Kevin Smith Show. All one word, lowercase. Kevin Smith Show. And I have it set to accept calls from anyone. That means we don't have to exchange contact information. Okay, you can just call when we open that up. Now, let's talk about something that is making a big splash on the internet right now. And, you know, it's making even mainstream media has picked up on, not much, but a little bit around the United States anyway, have picked up on it because WND, World Net Daily, World News Daily, anyway, WND, published an article that was about this video, and they included, they embedded the video. However, ladies and gentlemen, it's not new, and it will not be new for our longtime listeners, because when it was new, within a day or two of this video hitting the internet, I did a show on it. We already talked about it. But we're going to talk about it and do a little bit more than we did at that time. The video has to do with, and as a matter of fact, they call it, when you go to YouTube, they call this unknown winged being or unknown winged creature. Frankly, I don't see any wings. But, you judge for yourself. But this video was taken in Indonesia, September the 11th, 2011. It was posted on YouTube. And somewhere within 3 or 4 days of this being posted on YouTube, I did a show where we included this. Now, what we see when we look at this, it looks like we're either inside a mall or we're just on the outside of a mall out on the street. It's hard to tell whether we're inside or outside. It's a paved area, and we see a person walking by. And then this is a security camera, and it's stationary, and it doesn't zoom in, and the resolution's not real good. Plus, it's nighttime. However, there's enough light that we can see, you know, somebody walks by. And then all of a sudden, after this person walks by, this flash of light comes down, this beam of light comes down. There appears to be some type of being right in the middle of this ball of light. It hits the ground, kind of bounces, and goes right back straight up. And then you see security guards running over there. I assume it's security guards because they have flashlights. And they go running over there to check it out to see what's going on. And a lot of people have said, well, this is hoaxed. But you know something? I mean, everything in the world that happens, somebody says it's hoaxed. Maybe it is. I don't know. I don't think it is. I don't have any idea what this is, this beam of light that strikes the ground, and then it kind of bounces and goes right straight back up, and there appears to be some type of being standing right in the middle of it. I have no idea what it could be. I've looked at this video again and again and again and again. I have run it in slow motion. I've increased resolution as much as I could. I've done all kinds of things to try and tell, and I can't tell whether this is real or hoaxed. But I get the sense that this is probably real. Now, this happened in Indonesia. It happened on, or it was posted on September the 11th, 2011. So sometime either that date or just shortly before that date is when this event is supposed to have happened. This happened in South Jakarta, Indonesia. Now, when we take a look at the still frames of this, it's a little bit easier to kind of determine some stuff. What I've done is I've captured a still frame just as that big ball of light hits the ground and it kind of squishes down like it's you know, like you would if you jumped from a roof to the ground. When you hit the ground, you would squish down a little bit and then back up, and that's what this does. And standing right in the middle of this ball of light, and it's not a sphere, it's just a splash of light all around this, what looks like a being standing there. They're right in the middle of it, in the very center of it, there is a dark area that has the possible general shape of some type of being. You know, your mind wants to kind of fill that in and say, well, it kind of looks humanoid. Maybe, but I mean, you know, let's be honest, the resolution's not that great, and it's really not that easy to see whether it is humanoid or not, but it kind of looks like it could be. All right, now we're going to do a little further analysis on this when we come back from break. We have a break coming up. During this break, why don't you click that link that says Alternative Universe Eye Conference and get your tickets to this next eye conference. It's coming up on the 19th. We only have 9 days left for you to get your ticket, all right? And it's only $10. We'll be back right after this.
To the Kevin Smith Show, a place where you can get information that's out of this world.
All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking about Terra Anomalies here tonight, and the Terra Anomalies that I've chosen to talk about here tonight are chosen from suggestions that you sent in. They came in from you, our listeners. And this one's big out there. A lot of people are passing this video around again. Now, this came out in September 2011, and I did a show where we used this video and talked about it in September of 2011. So I didn't call it a Terra Anomaly. That's a new term. I just made it up. I think I did. Maybe somebody else has used it, but I think I just made it up. So we're talking about this Terra Anomaly that took place then, and it is a very astounding video. It was taken in Jakarta. It's a security camera video, and you know they're pretty notoriously not clear, but you can clearly see that some ball of light, some mass of light, beams down, hits the ground, bounces straight back up, and takes off, and it appears that there is some kind of a being standing there in the middle of it. Now, when we watch the video itself, we can see that after that happens, security guards go running over there, and I'm saying it's security guards because at least one of them has a flashlight, or as our friends in the UK say, a torch. If you're watching, watch this beam of light, this ball of light come down and then take off. Now watch the security guards go running over there. Here they go. There's four of them. One of them has a flashlight and they're checking it out. All right, now, in our analysis of this, what I've done is I've taken a freeze frame, a single frame, of this ball of light just before it takes off back into the air. And we can see the little being standing there. All right. I also have a freeze frame of the security guards over after they go running over there. The ball of light is gone, and they're over there checking it out. And what I've done is I've taken one frame that shows one of these security guards standing in front of a pillar, you know, a support, a big support. And he's standing right in front of it. A little blurry, but we can see him there. And we can see I've got both of these pictures on the screen at the same time. So where the ball of light is, we can see that same support. And the little being in the ball of light is just to the left of that support. When the security guards, the ball of light takes off, the security guards run over there, and I have a freeze frame of one of the security guards standing right in front of that support. So, we can use that security guard to sort of determine how tall this being in the ball of light is. So again, I have them side by side, and the freeze frame of the security guard, I have changed the brightness and contrast because this being with light all around it, I'm saying it's a being, I don't know what it is, but this thing with all the light around it, when it lands, it lights up that area. But when it takes off, that area is dark again. So the security guards go running over there. One has a flashlight, but it's very, very dark over there. And what I've done is I've brightened it up so we can see that security guard right in front of that pillar. Now, what I've done is I have outlined the pillar with yellow lines, straight lines, in both pictures. And so that will help us to match them up. And what we're going to do is merge the two pictures and see how tall is that being. Well, when we merge the two pictures, the security guard is now sort of engulfed in some of that light, but we can see his head still. We can see his body, too. It's just a little more fuzzy now. We see the being in the ball of light. We see the security guard standing right next to where that being was. And it looks like, if this is a being, an entity, that it's 3, maybe 3.5 feet tall. We don't know how tall the guard is. This is Indonesia, and Indonesian males do not tend to be tall, although some are. It's sort of the same in Thailand. When I'm in Thailand, most of the males that I talk to are shorter than I am. I'm 6'1", and most of the males that I talk to are shorter than me. But I have met Thai nationals that are as tall as me and a couple that are taller. Okay? So we don't know how tall this guy is. However, when we watch the video, all of the security guards appeared to be pretty much in the same height range. So I'm guessing that the security guards are probably 5'7", 5'8", somewhere in that range. All right, so whenever we compare, watch the security guards, if you're watching, watch them go running across the screen. They all appear to be about the same height. Okay? And so we can use the one that's standing right in front of the pillar as sort of a measure and figure, well, they're all about the same height. They're probably, therefore, all about the average height of the people that we see in Indonesia, and that would be generally, you know, 5, 7, 8, 9, right along there. So this being, if it is a being, appears to be about 3 to 3.5 feet tall. Now, what I wonder is, number one, do you think this is real, or do you think this is hoaxed? And if you think it's hoaxed, I want you to tell me why you think it's hoaxed. I don't know whether it's real or hoaxed. It's interesting. It's very, very interesting. But I don't know if it's real or hoaxed. If I knew, I would tell you. But I don't know. So what I would like for us to do is I'm going to open up the telephone lines. And that's 623-444-5889. Skype is also open. And in order to call me on Skype, you simply place a call to Kevin Smith Show. And I'll be glad to talk with you. But, do you think this is real? And if you think it's real, then I want to know, what do you think this is? What do you think this little being is? Or maybe it's not a being. Maybe what we're seeing in the center of that ball of light is something else. But what do you think it is? 623-444-5889. The phone line is open. Skype, if you're calling me on Skype, you simply open up your Skype and give me a call at Kevin Smith Show. Now, I will tell you this. If you are calling me on Skype and you're using the same computer that you're watching the show on, you have to turn the volume down on the player because it will interfere with your Skype. All right, to the telephone caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent, and I had a feeling you knew I'd call anyway.
I'm sorry?
I said I had a feeling you probably knew I'd call anyway because I'm one of the regulars.
Yeah, I did. It's okay.
I'm going to postulate something here. I'm thinking, I don't know what's going on, but I have a feeling whatever is happening to the planet right now, we are going through something that we're being allowed to see things that we couldn't see before. So I'm just saying this may have been there all along. We're just being allowed to, we're being able to see it now. And to me, it looks like when this thing drops down, it springs off to the what would be its left, our right.
Yeah.
So I'd say if it drops straight down, I would just say it's an inanimate object. But the fact that it sprang off the side suggests that it had some kind of musculature to it, or was able to direct its motion. So I that would suggest intelligence. But other than that, I'm not going to say because I don't know.
Well, I don't know if are you watching the screen right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, the security guards right now are running over there. And it's a loop, so it will loop again. Now, whenever the thing drops down, it kind of squishes to the ground and then springs up. Watch it spring straight up and then change direction
off to the right.
To its left. Watch it straight up and then to the left. You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think it's intelligent?
I'm going to suggest it is because if it wasn't, it would drop straight down and go straight back up. It would not have control over its direction.
Okay. Yeah, and it certainly would not be able to change directions in the air.
In flight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you think that is a being that's standing there in all that light?
I'll say possibly, because I want to say yes, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say possibly.
Well, if it is, it's short.
Yeah. Think of a hobbit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you know, I got to ask you this. On YouTube, the title, I think, is Unknown Winged Creature. I don't see any wings, do you?
Wings, is it when it goes up, it appears to have some dark appendages off the sides.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to have to watch that again. I haven't seen any wings. But,
no, it doesn't look like wings. Just look like some kind of dark appendage. Maybe.
Maybe it's on a broomstick.
Maybe. I don't know.
This may be Harry Potter. Okay.
Yeah, we're not quite that far.
All okay. Right, well, Brent, thanks for the call.
Yep, right there. It looks like it's got two legs sticking out or something.
Well, on your screen. But when you said your audio matched up with what's on my screen.
Yeah.
And there is a delay.
But when it comes down, just as it starts to take off, it looks like it has something off, at least one thing off to one side.
Well, I'll watch again here. Yeah, sort of. Got to look fast, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Brent.
Yep.
Okay, all right. What do you think about it? Now, I got several emails suggesting this, and it was also posted at least once, maybe a couple of times, on my Facebook wall. By the way, do you follow me on Facebook? You could. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/Kevin Smith Show. It'll get you there. All right. We're going to take a break. During this break, wake up and find your phone. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking about Terra Anomalies this evening, and one in particular that's making lots of waves on the internet right now. It took place in Jakarta, Indonesia in 2011. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is Leah from Tennessee.
Hello, Leah.
Hey. This is a really cool video. I've been watching it since September 2.
Yeah.
And the slow motion really made it a lot clearer that something's in there. And when you compared the sizes to the person,
mm-hmm.
the guard, was it when it was in a squatting position or when it was stretched to jump back up?
It's already starting to, in the next frame, it leaves the ground.
Okay, so it's already stretching up.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. It's cool.
So what do you think? Is that a being, or what is that in the middle of that ball of light?
Well, actually, entity is probably the safest way to say it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you know what? It reminded me of that movie Jumper.
Yeah.
And, you know, jumping in and out of time or places.
Mm-hmm.
So
you don't think it's Harry Potter, huh?
Things going on now is cool.
So you don't think it's Harry Potter?
No.
Do you think this video is for real, or do you think this has been hoaxed?
Well, I've done the same thing. I've watched it over and over and paused and framed it, and from frame to frame, I cannot find any glitches to indicate any kind of fakery to it. And security cameras are harder to do it because they're not very good quality to start with, so if they were messed with, it'd be easy to tell.
Are you able to watch the show tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Well, on our TV screen, what I'm doing now is I'm putting up a still shot. And this is the still shots. This is the two still shots that I talked about earlier. And if you look at the one on the left, look at how the light, there are some, looks like concrete benches there. Now, look how the light spills over and illuminates the concrete bench on the left. Okay, now,
yeah.
If this, unless there is a process that I don't know about, and I do video editing every day, doesn't mean I'm an expert at it, but I know something about it. Unless this is a process that I know nothing about, here's what happens. Let's say that I wanted to fake this. And so I drop this ball of light in on top of just a security camera shot of this, we'll say, mall. Okay? So we have a security camera shot of the mall. It's dark. And I want to drop this light in on it. Okay, everything would be dark, and that light that I drop in on it would be in front of that bench. However, if, in other words, we wouldn't see the bench.
Yeah.
The video of the light would obscure the bench.
Yeah, it actually wraps around it.
Yeah, look at the reflection of the light in the floor.
That's what I was thinking. Does it almost look like, is there a shadow there, or is that shadow of the bench?
I don't see a shadow.
It kind of conforms to the edges of it. Looks like it's underneath it in that still shot.
Yeah, but underneath what?
That's why I'm wondering. Because it lays right underneath the edge of the light. It looks kind of like a shadow, but I can't tell if it's a shadow of a bench that's already there or a shadow of...
Oh, I think it's. I think that's the function of the bench blocking light getting to the floor right at that point.
Yeah, I think so.
But
you know what? Also, if somebody dropped a light down, when it takes off, it goes to the left. And if somebody dropped a light down, that would be mighty tricky.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I were faking this, I could do that. That's you can do that with video editing software. That's that part of it is could be done. But I don't know how you could get this effect with. Video editing software where we have the light spilling over the bench and out onto the floor. As a matter of fact, it lights up the area. Now, I'm going to play the video again, and people who are watching, if you're not watching, then what you need to do is get over to YouTube and at YouTube do a search for unknown winged creature Indonesia. Something like that, and you'll find it. Okay, or you can go to my Facebook page, and I forget who posted it. Somebody posted it. Now, we just saw it drop down and bounce back, and if you'll watch carefully, you'll see as it comes down, it lights up the area.
Yeah, it sure does.
So I think it's probably real.
I would vote for it being real, and if it's not real, somebody's really good.
Yeah, that's
either
true.
Either way, it's cool, and I would vote for it being real, too.
So what do you think it is? Some people are saying it's an angel. I don't think so. If it's an angel,
no,
it's got to have...
I would kind of vote for somebody. It comes and goes, and I know time doesn't exist or for certain realms popping in and out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mystery. Another mystery.
Yeah, it's
a
terra anomaly.
An entity inside there.
It looks like it. To me, it looks like it. I'm not sure what it is, but it looks like there is an entity inside there.
Well,
okay,
there's something
Leah.
I wanted to kind of ask you about tonight, too.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about strange things happening.
Yeah.
I take pictures on a regular basis, you know, for orbs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty regular. Mm-hmm. I know my camera. So I know it's not an effect of the camera. There's been some strange things showing up, along with a grid pattern of lights. And then now there's streaks, like frequencies. My picture's picking up frequencies passing through.
Hmm.
A definite frequency with reflecting light off of it. And tonight, I took a picture of my kids when they came over, and even on the screen of my camera, I could literally see those dots and the streaks where I never could see them before. Only the camera, after I took the picture, they'd show up. But now I actually see them in the frame when you're going to take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually seeing them on the screen before I even take the picture now.
Can you email me one of those?
Sure can.
Okay, please do.
Because it's really cool, and when you zoom in, it looks like there's some sort of information or something passing through these lines that go through.
Well, it's a digital camera, so perhaps it is picking up some frequency.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. And it's not, you know, I can take pictures before and after, and generally if I walk through, I can feel it, a frequency, a change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really weird.
Wow.
But the grid pattern sure reminds me of, boy, it sure looks like we live in a matrix, because this is a grid pattern showing up like you would see on a holodeck.
Yeah. Okay, send me one of those, and we'll talk about it further.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for the call. Okay, thank you. 623-444-5889. The telephone's open. We'll talk about this particular Terra anomaly just a little bit longer, and then we're going to move on, but I'd like to know what you think about it. The telephone number again, 623-444-5889. And then if you are anywhere else in the world and you have Skype, of course you can always send me a flash message. But, if you're not in Canada and you're not in the USA, you can send me a flash message. But tonight, we're making it possible for you to test out Skype as well. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Sky from Alabama.
Sky from Alabama.
Yes.
You know what, Sky?
What's that?
We are 1 minute from a break, so we're going to get interrupted. I just wanted to tell you in advance, okay?
Okay.
And when we go to break, you just hang on. We'll come back to you. So what do you think about this? Is this real or is it a hoax?
I'm leaning toward real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. Maybe a light beam, but I understand when they say wings, it sort of looks like the light kind of comes out from it, and it pulls the light back in as it goes up to the left. That sort of gives it the impression of wings.
Oh, okay. See, I was focused. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, right there. I saw that. I was focused on looking at that, I'm going to say, entity or being in the center, and I was looking for wings on that thing. And I didn't see any wings. But, the shape of the light.
If it comes down, the light spreads out, and if it pulls back in and goes up to the left, and it kind of gives the impression of wings.
Yeah, I see that, the shape of the light itself. Okay, we have a break taking over. Sky, you hang on. We'll come right back to you after this. We'll be back first. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. On the telephone with me from Alabama is Sky. So, Sky, we did get interrupted, and I had to cut you off. But Okay, so let me ask you now, do you think that that is a being that's intelligent, of some kind of intelligent being in the middle of this light, or what is that?
I'm not sure. I'm gonna agree with the last caller, because I have pictures, hundreds of pictures that I've made with orbs, but some of them actually look like they have substance in the center.
Some of them look now, like they have what?
Like substance, like something solid in the center of them.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if they're, you know, if they're light beings or what they are.
Uh-huh.
But you had someone on your show at one time, and I don't remember if it was James Gilliland or if it's someone else, at one time was talking about these wispy, thin light beings. It almost reminds me of that conversation. Uh-huh. I can't remember who it was you had on. Talking about the thin light beams, so real skinny and.
Mm-hmm. So, do you think this is extraterrestrial in origin, or is it from another dimension, but right here on Earth? What do you think?
I don't. It's hard to say, because the orb pictures are always sort of round looking. Mm-hmm. They don't like move back and forth like that. So I'm leaning toward, you know, extraterrestrial.
Okay. All right. Well, it might be. I have no idea what it is, other than to say it's weird. It's very strange.
It's definitely strange.
But I don't think the video is hoaxed.
I don't think so either.
But I mean, it could be. But I don't know of any way that it could be. I think it's real. At least that's my opinion at this point in time. Sky, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right. All right, folks, we're going to move on to the next Terranomaly. Are you ready? This next Terranomaly is a very strange, very weird something under the sea. And what we're looking at is, offshore oil wells, they have these cameras that go down and check the rig and all of that. And so that's what we're looking through, one of those cameras, and at one of the legs of the rig or something. And we see this blob, this huge blob, come up in front of the camera. It's kind of brown. And right at this moment, it's kind of, we don't see it, but now it's coming back. It comes up in front of the camera, it swims away, and then now it's coming back. It looks to be, maybe 10 or 12 feet across. And it's ugly. It is really ugly. But it appears to be some type of organism. And it's just sort of hovering, and it's right in front of the camera now. If you could imagine, those who are listening, a 10 to 12 foot big bag made out of brown skin, and then it just sort of pulsates and moves kind of eerily, and I don't know, it's strange. Maybe another way to think of this, to picture it in your mind, is a big 12-foot brown amoeba. I don't know. I don't know what this is. At certain points, we can see there's something inside of it. It's a little bit translucent. In a minute, those who are watching are going to see that there is a light source inside of this thing, and the light starts to show through the translucent parts of it. I read comments about, you know, what people thought this was. I read someone said it's a whale placenta. I don't think so, because it swam away and then it swam back. Now we're going to begin to see some light pulsate inside of this thing. I think we're right about there. But this is just absolutely bizarre. Now, I also read a comment where somebody said that it's some kind of unknown giant jellyfish, but this doesn't look like a jellyfish. It's not shaped like that. It has no particular shape. It keeps changing its shape. Now, that's spectacular. I mean, it's just spectacular. And so now we begin to see this pulsating light inside, and if your eyes are quick, you caught what appeared to be a face. Now, I'll keep this looping, but right now we're seeing light inside of it. And this light is squirming around. It's moving around. I don't know. I have no idea what this is. I really need your help with this one. Okay? And it just ripples. I mean, it just changes its shape and ripples and moves in different directions. And it certainly is not some sort of artifact with the camera. It's obviously some type of organism. But the telephone number is 623-444-5889. And even if you've called in tonight, you can call in on each one of these Terranomalies. And but this, you know, I've seen lots of strange-looking animals. Now, one of the suggestions that was sent to me was this prehistoric shark that is supposed to have been extinct, gone extinct 18 million years ago. But they're beginning to find them off the shore of Japan. And it's a long snake-looking, eel-looking shark. Its head looks like a shark, but the rest of its body looks kind of like an eel. And I started to use that for tonight's show, and then I thought, well, let me just keep looking at all these links that everybody sent me, and maybe there's something else that I would rather use. And I ran across this. I have never, ever, ever seen anything like this. I have no idea what this is. It can change its shape. It can morph its shape. And it can move away from the camera. It can move back to the camera. So this, the fact that it moves away and then moves back to the camera indicates to me that this is not just, like one person said, a whale placenta. This is something that can swim. And but what in the world is it? Now, you may have a great deal of knowledge about things in the ocean, and perhaps you can tell us what this is, but I have no idea. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent again. Hey. I have to agree with you. I have no clue.
You ever seen anything like that before, Brent?
The only thing I can even think of that might resemble it would be the blob.
Yeah.
From the movie.
Yeah, the blob. Now, this video is beginning over again. You know, they loop. And so it's beginning over again. And we see it swimming away from the camera. And it goes completely out of sight. And then...
it just goes right past, yeah.
Yeah, and then it decides to turn around and come back and put on a show for the camera.
It's an exhibitionist.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's an exhibitionist. Do you buy the idea that it's a whale placenta?
I wouldn't know what a whale placenta looks like, but I kind of doubt it.
Well, I wouldn't know what one looks like either, but the fact that it comes swimming back, and here it comes now, it's swimming back. And it moves around and, you know, holds position and morphs its shape and... all of that. Well, you know, I don't think a whale placenta could do all of that. This thing appears to be intelligent and able to move around in the ocean.
Yeah.
What do you think of my estimate of the size of the thing? I'm saying it's 10 to 12 feet across. What do you say?
I don't know how big in diameter those legs are, or that drill bit, or whatever it is it's in front of, but I'm going to assume it's maybe a foot in diameter, so I'd say it's a little bit bigger than 12 feet.
Yeah, it may be a little bigger than 12 feet. One of the comments said it's the aliens. Yeah, and it could be. I don't think so. I think this is terrestrial. But, Lord, what in the world is it?
I don't know. I wish I did, but I don't.
You know, some of its movements, Brent, are kind of like an octopus, but it doesn't have the tentacles.
It doesn't have the tentacles.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Kind of like... Like I say, it's kind of like the blob, a gelatinous blob.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you know what? It's about the same color as if I said, okay, think of a pair of ladies' stockings, hose. It's about that dark color, most of it.
Yeah, dark. It would be dark hose, but yeah.
Yeah, it would be. Well, you know, it's kind of dark down there under the water, so... but what do you think about that pulsating light?
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I kind of doubt it's a placenta, because my thought would be that if it's got that light, that kind of light inside of it, that would mean it's able to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Able to see.
Would seem so.
Yeah.
It would seem so. All right, now, we're just beginning to see it sort of burst into life here. And watch and see if you don't see for a moment what looks like a face right there.
Yeah. Kind of. I'm not going to commit one way or the other on that, because my eyes aren't all that great, but... I agree with you. It's something. I don't know what it is.
It's a Terra anomaly.
That's right.
Yeah. Brent, thanks for the call, man.
Goodbye.
All right. What do you think about that? Now, maybe you have a better idea than me or Brent. I don't have an idea. I've never, ever seen anything like that. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jerome.
Hi. I'm not sure what it is, but I think it's just some unknown biological life form.
I do too.
Under the ocean.
I do too, but it's gigantic, and it's certainly not anything that I have ever seen.
I don't think it's something anybody has ever seen. I mean, I've never seen a picture of this or anything else. But all its movements show that it's alive. I think those bright lights that you see inside of it is part of the life force that it's existing under.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like a firefly.
Mm-hmm. And I think that this is... not as interesting as the first video, in so much that I really couldn't tell what the first video was, but this I just definitely say it's some type of unknown undersea life form.
Now let me pose a question: what if that's the baby?
I like your thought process.
We're in a heap of trouble if that's the baby.
Well, you know what? Look at that Loch Ness monster. They've been trying to find that forever, and it's in a contained area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this thing just swam up to the camera as they were doing the inspection on the oil rig leg there. And it just swam up to the camera and started putting on a show.
Yeah, it's quite a show, but like I said, it's just something that we've never seen before. I don't think it's alien. It's just a normal undersea organism that's never been seen before.
What are the possibilities that this is a mutated form of some life that we do know about, but this is grossly mutated as a result of all of the pollution and chemicals that have been put into the Gulf of Mexico?
Well, that's all, you know, that's a possibility.
I think
it shows that life is adapting.
Yeah, and maybe not in ways we really would like for it to. You know, you can tell the camera operator was like, whoa, what was that? You can see the reaction of the camera when that swims by. He's just panning up the leg of the oil rig.
Mm-hmm.
And then when this thing swims by, it's like the camera takes a double take and aims at it. And it's like the camera operator is going, what the heck is this?
Well, I'm sure he called everybody into the room that he could.
Probably. Brent describes this as the blob. It kind of is, isn't it? Kind of
well,
looks
you know
like.
What? The blob, it scared the hell out of me when I was a kid, the original one in the 50s. But this seemed to be more flowing. The blob kind of just oozed.
Yeah. This thing changes its shape. It morphs. It as it moves, it changes its shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just don't know what this is. Okay. Well, Jerome, I appreciate the call. And let's see if anybody else has an idea. And maybe somebody that knows ocean life can call and say, that's just this or that.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, I don't think anybody that knows ocean life is going to call and just tell us, it's nothing but this. But who knows, maybe. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is Bill from Oklahoma.
Hello, Bill.
You know, both your videos tonight have reminded me something of different sci-fi movies or shows, and this one reminds me of a movie called The Abyss, and maybe this is a probe checking out the oil rig.
You know, I had not thought about The Abyss. Boy, that's a great movie.
Yeah, it really was, yeah.
So maybe this is a probe from deep sea coming up to check out the rig, huh?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, I have no idea what it is. It could be a life form. There seems to be all kinds of life forms popping up in the ocean, maybe because of the earth splitting open. I don't know. You know, who knows? Or it could be with the face thing. I haven't seen that in the video yet, but maybe if it does make a face, it knows it's being watched by a man. But,
okay, now are you watching right now?
I am, yep.
Okay, keep watching. The face is coming and right here, right there, boom, just for a second. The light makes the form of a face.
Yeah, I'll have to, maybe I did see it. I'll have to watch it again a couple times.
Okay. Now, what about the size of it? What do you think is the size of this thing?
Well, I really don't know. I don't have a good reference. I'm not sure what those numbers mean on that camera.
Well, just comparing it to the leg of the oil rig there.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have no idea how big a round that is, or, of course, we're not seeing the whole length of it either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we wouldn't see the width of it. I'm guessing that the width is 2 feet or less.
Oh, yeah, it may be pretty big, I don't know.
So I'm thinking this thing is probably, I'm thinking this thing is maybe, you know, 10, 12 feet, could be a little bit bigger.
That's huge if it's that big.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'll let you go so someone else can call in.
Okay, Bill, thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Folks, I've never, ever seen anything like this. Now, you know, remember, I'm not saying it's extraterrestrial. I'm not even implying that. This is terra anomalies. Anomalies right here on this planet. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Leslie, and I'm calling from Oregon.
Hello, Leslie.
Hi. When I saw it, what it reminded me of is a blanket octopus. I mean, it doesn't look exactly like one, but the blanket octopus, they get up to well over 6.5 feet long, and they're transparent. And when they get scared, they kind of spread out like that and to make them look huge.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, the blanket octopus, they don't really light up, so I have no idea.
Well, and they have tentacles too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
And this thing doesn't have any tentacles. I mean, there are times when its movements are very similar to the movements of an octopus.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have any tentacles, and we don't see any eyes, and an octopus has eyes.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking. I know when it spreads out, you know, when, like, mm-hmm. if they're in defense mode, they're rarely seen, but when they do that, it's hard to see the tentacles because it looks like, you know, a big blanket. But like you said, I mean, still the head is there. You would clearly see it was an octopus, and I don't see that anywhere on the videos. And they don't normally light up, so I'm not sure.
You live near the sea, don't you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure do.
You're pretty familiar with the various types of sea life then, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
No, I never have. And I go down in Newport, they have a big aquarium, and I've taken the kids there. And, you know, not that I've seen, like, a lot of stuff, but I haven't seen anything like that before. Like I said, the only thing that it resembles remotely mm-hmm. was the blanket octopus. But then again, it's not even close to it in many ways, so if that makes sense.
What do you think about the last caller who said, I think it was the last caller, it might have been Jerome, I don't remember, the previous caller, that said that what he thought about was the movie Abyss, and maybe this is a probe coming from deep sea to check out this rig?
It's possible. I mean, there's so many things we don't know of, I can't say no, because it's possible.
Well, you know, I'm going to make a statement, and I want to see what you think about it. I think there's one thing that this does is it proves to us we don't know this planet.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All right. Thanks for the call. We have to step away from break.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll be back, folks, right after this break, so don't go away.
Listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
All right, welcome back to The Kevin Smith Show. Tonight we are talking about terra anomalies, and terra anomalies are anomalies that exist right here on Terra. Terra is the name of this planet, Terra Anomalies. And we've looked at two really strange things. Both of them appear to be alive. One of them is a ball of light. It's not a sphere, but a thing of light that comes down. It looks like in a mall in Indonesia, and bounces onto the floor, hits the floor, squishes down, and then jumps back into the air and flies off and to its left very, very rapidly. Looks like it's alive. Don't know what it is. And then we've looked at an undersea thing that I think is a creature, and it's massive. It's huge. And no idea what that thing is. What we're going to look at next is something that I have talked about here on the show. Those of you who are longtime listeners, remember the shows that I've done where we've looked at some of these pictures and talked about it. And they're not alive. It appears to be structures, buildings. Now you might say, well, there's nothing anomalous about buildings. There's buildings all over the earth. Yeah. But these are at the bottom of lakes that are on the top of the Andes Mountains. I've done several shows about these, and I've shown those pictures on our TV channel because Jerry Wills, by the way, Jerry Wills is speaking on the 13th, May the 13th. And he'll be speaking at the Vision Quest bookstore in Scottsdale, Arizona. So be sure you contact them and get information about, you know, dates, times, and all that. Go to jerrywills.com. You'll find the information. Jerry is the associate host of this show, and he is the executive producer for Expeditions TV and has done lots of expeditions and filming in South America and in the Andes. And so I've talked with him about these pictures and asked him what does he know about it. And he says, well, really, he didn't know anything about it except he knew the stories about these things existing. What we're looking at on our channel is a video where the guy that produced the video is showing us from Google Earth some of these lakes up in the Andes, and you will see some of them, it's a little hard to see, some of them you will see very quickly and very clearly structures in the bottoms of these lakes. And you know, it's just, what is it? Now, this is the area where, not far from here, you have the Nazca lines. You know, you have the Nazca plain and the Nazca lines, and you know, the top of that mountain, that plateau at Nazca, has just been shaved off. It's flat. And yet, nowhere to be found is the dirt that was removed to flatten the top of that mountain. That's not far from here. But what we are looking at, we are looking at Google Earth satellite photographs of these lakes. And we can see, this one is very, very clear. We can see structures in the bottoms of those lakes. Now, some people have speculated that the Nazca lines and all those massive pyramids and stuff in South America and in Central America, some have speculated that that was done by extraterrestrials. Some have speculated that that was done by our race. Most people refer to the race as humans. And that they just happen to be very, very advanced in their abilities and were able to construct all that stuff. And the fact is, nobody really knows who did what. We know it was done, but we don't know for sure who did all of that. But let's say that humans did all that construction of all those pyramids and massive buildings and cities and all of that in Central and South America. Let's say that humans did that. Did humans also build these buildings that are under the water in these lakes high in the Andes? And if humans did do this, then it means that they had technology way, way above the Stone Age technology they are normally pictured as having. To build underwater requires some high-tech tools, including breathing apparatus. So what I would like to hear from you is, what do you think about all of this, all these structures that are under the water high in the Andes? These are hard to get to. You can't just, you can't stroll out there to these. You pretty much are going to have a helicopter to take you to these places. So who built them? And why were they built? The telephone number is 623-444-5889. Our flash message option is available to those of you who live outside the USA and you live outside of Canada. What do you think about these structures in the bottoms of these lakes? High in the Andes, very inaccessible, and they are massive in size. It looks like massive, massive complexes. Now, one of the things, also, Skype is open. I get email from people saying, boy, I wish you would use Skype. So we've been using it all night. I haven't gotten a single call on Skype. So what does that tell you about its future? I get email from people who say that's just pixelation. Well, notice if it were pixelation, there would be pixelation all over that picture, and there's not. It's just in that water. Notice that. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania again.
Yeah, Jerome.
I agree with you. It's not pixelation. And since the area is so remote, I think this is more evidence of an ET who tried to build something and to be inaccessible to the human beings on the planet.
Okay, so let me throw this at you. Jerome, I don't know if you've been listening to this show for enough years that you remember hearing Dick Criswell on the show.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Dick Criswell, he's passed away now, but he was a great friend of this show, and he appeared as a guest on this show. He was the leader of the AlphaCom team, which was formed under DARPA. And originally it was headed by Dr. Michael Wolff, and then when he passed away, it fell to Dick Criswell. And Dick Criswell used to tell us some amazing things about information he had seen as a member of AlphaCom. And one of the things that he said is that there is a race of extraterrestrials, at least one, that is aquatic, so they can live in the oceans. I wonder if they have to have salt water. Or could they, I don't know, these might be saltwater lakes. I don't know if they're fresh or salt. But I would suspect they're freshwater. So I wonder if what we're looking at, if it's ET, are these aquatic ETs?
It seems like it'd be logical to make the assumption that they are. it just would facilitate the whole building process.
Okay, so then if they are aquatic ETs, I wonder what it means now that we have moved into the age of Aquarius. Does that mean these guys are going to get more active now?
I don't think the age of Aquarius, I don't tie the two of them together. I still think that with the location that they are, I mean, they could have went to different lakes, but they chose inaccessible lakes. So I don't think they want interaction.
So what do you think would happen if you showed up with scuba gear and dived right in on top of one of these?
I think our government or some other Earth government would intervene.
Okay, but if they didn't, and you dived in on top of one of them, what do you think, what kind of reception do you think you would get?
I think as long as you didn't show any hostility, I don't think that you would be just dead on arrival, but I wouldn't go down there and be banging on the building.
So you wouldn't take a crowbar and try to get in, huh?
No.
Okay. Jerome, thanks for the call.
Okay, you're welcome, Kevin.
All right. What do you think, folks? Huh? You can see these if you're watching our TV channel, and if you're not able to watch, well, join, become a member. We are 100% listener-supported. And when you support the show by becoming a member, you get to watch the show, and you get to see these. So you can see these buildings, those who are watching. And if not, well, you can see them at YouTube. What do you think about this? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent again.
Yeah, Brent.
I'm going to suggest something.
Go ahead.
You remember Jerry Wills talking about an underground city in the Andes?
Yeah.
I'm going to suggest that these may be their power plants and manufacturing facilities for the underground city.
Hmm. Might be. Can you hang on through this break?
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. We'll be back, folks. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. On the line with me is Brent from Wyoming. And Brent, we can just recap what you were saying. Jerry Wills has talked about legends of an underground city in the Andes, which is not far-fetched, folks, because you can go to YouTube and watch a video right now of an ancient underground city in Cappadocia, Turkey, that housed about 20,000 people, plus all of their supplies, plus industry and churches, or places of worship, maybe not churches, but places of worship, and animals. It's 18 stories deep. It's massive. So this is not, it's not far-fetched that there could be an underground city there. So Brent, if what you're saying this may be power plants and industry for that underground city, right?
Yeah.
If that's the case, case, there's a good chance it's still populated.
That's right. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Jerry also mentioned that there are legends, at least legends, of a tribe that disappeared into the mountains. And they went into that city.
I'm trying to remember. I honestly don't recall that, but that sounds like something Jerry would tell us. So,
but my reason, my thinking for them, the reason for them being in those high altitude lakes that are not easy to get to, is that they wanted those facilities to be as secure as possible.
Well, yeah, that's pretty secure because you can't get there without a helicopter.
That's right. And in the age they were probably built, not many people could get up that high anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this would mean that they had long ago extreme high technology to be able to construct things, industry and power plants and so forth, but also to construct them underwater.
Yeah, and I'm thinking the power plants are such that they're extremely non-polluting. It's essentially free energy of a different sort.
Why do you say that?
Because I just don't see the water supply up there is limited by the glacial melt,
mm-hmm.
and I don't see them getting energy them voluntarily polluting their water supply.
Makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, Brent, thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right. We have time for one more call, probably. 623-444-5889 is the number. Folks, these are terra anomalies. These exist right here on this planet. What do you think about these structures under these lakes, high in the Andes, inaccessible unless you have a helicopter to take you there? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Leah again.
Yeah, Leah.
I you know that, and I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but that city that was found recently that was covered in sand.
Yes, Göbekli Tepe.
Yes, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that when they built it, it wasn't underwater, but they flooded it to hide it, like they did that city?
Well, I suppose it's possible, but the thing is, you can see these are lakes. They're holes in the mountain that have water in them. So if they didn't build them underwater, these were holes in the mountain, in the top of the mountain.
Yeah, but they could have been created.
Well, maybe. They don't look like they're created. They look like natural form. These holes that are full of water look like natural formations.
Yeah, but if it was done thousands of years ago, it would look natural because of the weathering.
Well, you have a point. You have a point.
It's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think they are? What do you think they are?
I believe that they were either housing that were hidden like in Tepe, or they're still being used and was created and possibly flooded to cover up their using it now. Or like you said, it could have been aquatic beings still there.
Yeah, well, you know, I just, that's a hypothetical. I have no idea,
you know,
what.
I wouldn't definitely, relating it to an underground city and the connection there could be secret ways of entering those underground cities.
Yeah, now that lake we just saw has a big bridge, land bridge across it.
Yeah, it sure looks like it.
Uh-huh.
Look, who knows, but it sure is interesting. It sure would be nice to find out.
Yeah. Why don't you rent a helicopter and go check it out for us?
Oh, I wish I could.
Have you ever flown in a helicopter?
No, I haven't.
Well, even for people who are experienced flyers, the first time you fly in a helicopter is a real experience. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, a lot of shaking and vibration going on. Okay, thanks for the call, Leah.
Somebody does finally learn, but someday we might get answers to these, but I doubt it.
Well, I hope we do, and you're right, someday we might. And until then, they are terra anomalies. But thanks for the call. And that is the point, folks. That is the point. These are terra anomalies. We've looked at three. Three, only three terra anomalies. This stuff exists all over this planet. And whenever, you know, I start hearing, look, there's a difference between a skeptic and a debunker. Okay, a debunker, a skeptic looks at things and says, well, it could be this, it could be that, I don't think, it doesn't seem to be this or that. And so a skeptic, that's good, because you need to be a bit skeptical in order to investigate things and have an open mind. But a debunker does not have an open mind. He has a strong faith on the negative side. Just like some people have a strong faith on the positive side and everything they see is extraterrestrial. But when I hear a debunker talking about how much we know and how smart scientists are and all of this stuff, that what a massive smokescreen. That's a massive pile of intellectual doo-doo. Because I don't care how, it doesn't matter how smart they are. You take all of the knowledge in the world, pile it together, and it's microscopic compared to what there is to know. This planet is screaming at us every second of every day that there are things we don't know and we don't understand. It is absolutely loaded with terra anomalies. What a wonderful place to live, don't you think? It's a wonderful, great planet to live on. Even if we can't get off the planet and go explore other planets, which apparently NASA's out of that business now, just look at what there is to explore here. This is a magical, wonderful, mysterious planet. It's absolutely loaded with terra anomalies. And we need to be very open-minded as we look at the world around us. We need to notice the terra anomalies that we're walking past every single day. The Bosnian Pyramid, how many centuries did people walk past that and never noticed, hey, that's a pyramid? Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this evening. That's a wrap. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.